Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm your host, Chris Matthew. Today, my guests are Kristen Rhody Sandifer and named Justin Visakis. Before I bring them on, a couple of announcements. Starting tomorrow through Sunday, we've got Forbidden Knowledge News Con. We're going to have 9 awesome presenters, including myself. It's going to be online with a Rockfin Premium membership. Sign up through that link in the description. Go to rockfin.com/FKN+. The entire conference is only $10. You're going to get the conference. You're going to get all our premium content and all the content from every creator on Rockfin. Our new episodes are always available free on Rockfin, Odyssey, and all podcast platforms. Our website is forbiddenknowledge.news. It's the home of the Forbidden Knowledge Network. We've got some awesome podcasts on there. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All those links are in the description. Today, I want to welcome Name Justin Visakis and Kristen Rhody Sandifer. Name is an athlete, combat veteran, entrepreneur, facial stretch therapist, astrologer, energy healer, empath, coach, personal trainer, and mentor. As an athlete, he was a former competitive bodybuilder and MMA fighter in the U.S. Army. He served as an EOD Special Operations Technician. It was in the Army in 2010 that he had his first spiritual awakening. This experience forever changed his life. He then has been studying with healers, shamans, and mentors from all over the world. He went to Arizona State University to study psychology, yet he found there was a significant amount of information missing from that perspective. So he moved to astrology, which taught him how to read and interpret energy. As an intuitive empath, Name can read and interpret energy through physical touch and the body and astrology. He has created a system through his experience of traversing his dark night of the soul, and he has created a coaching platform that navigates the physical, emotional, and spiritual aspects of growth and healing. Kristen Rhody Sandifer is a master clairvoyant, energy healer, hypnotherapist, channel, teacher, remote viewer, Reiki master, facilitator, and expert at entity removal. She has had her practice in Irvine, California, called Psychic Babes, for 5 years and has a podcast by the same name. She communicates with Arcturians, angels, and her guide, Anu. She is very skilled at finding anomalies in the human body through binary code, and she speaks many versions of light language and uses that in her healing practice. She has studied shamanism for the past 5 years and is excited to bring the wisdom of the old traditions and merging them with the newer traditions to create systems that are accessible to most Westerners. Kristen, Name, welcome. How are you both?
Fantastic. Thanks, Chris.
Doing excellent. How about yourself, brother?
I'm doing great, and I really appreciate you both joining us. Name, it's great to meet you. I've been on Kristen's show. Kristen, thank you so much for coming on here. It's a long time overdue. We've been meaning to do this, so thank you, and I had a great time on your show. But we got a lot to talk about. I guess I'll start by saying you called me the other day with some information that you felt was very important. Like I mentioned in your introduction, you have spiritual psychic gifts, and you've gotten some downloads about a possible catastrophe that could be occurring in the near future in the United States, on the West Coast, California mainly. And we're going to kind of get into some of the information and downloads that you've received and that the intuition, that name you've gotten through astrology and your insights and your intuition as well. So this is going to be interesting because I got some stuff too. I was not expecting this because when Kristen called me, I interview people all the time, psychics, intuitives, people that claim there's going to be a disaster here. This is going to happen there. California is going to fall into the ocean. I always take it with a grain of salt, and I'm like, interesting. Sure, let's talk about it. But, I myself, I explore the different realms. I have actually been through psilocybin. And I told Kristen that I would be doing a spirit quest this week, which I've done a couple. And I've come to the culmination. I no longer need to do those because I've had such an incredible experience yesterday. Everything kind of came to a head. But I also, during one of my experiences, I asked my guides about this very thing, and the answer they gave me was extremely profound, which we'll get into later. I think it's important we bring this up now because the experience I had was so profound, and it really spoke to me that there is indeed a possibility of something extremely catastrophic happening in our near future in California. But before we get into any of that, this is the first time either of you have been on the show. So let's get some quick introductions. Tell us a little bit about yourselves and what set you on your path. We'll start with Kristen.
Sure. I'm Kirsten Rohde-Sanford. It's okay. Like everybody mispronounces it. I'm used to it. I'm a master clairvoyant, Reiki healer, energy healer, shaman, facilitator. I work with plant medicines as well, and hypnotherapist. I pretty much do it all. I got my gifts when I was 4 years old, but grew up in a family that was very much staunch Catholics, and they really didn't understand it, and they also didn't encourage it. In fact, my mom, and she feels very bad about this now, but she said to me that when I'd given her the vision, the premonition that I had was that my grandfather was going to be in the hospital, and he ended up in the hospital, was that I made that happen. And, I struggled with my gifts for a long time. And then in college, I was attacked by an entity and almost died. I stopped breathing. I was on Karen Holton's podcast discussing that whole experience and the importance of spiritual protection. But it was really, I would say, after that I really delved into things and started getting, back in touch with my gifts. And like I said, I've always had them, but I largely ignored them, I guess, because of what my, kind of what my upbringing was. And once I started, it was like Pandora's box, you can't close it. And then after going through my divorce 5 years ago, I decided to start my own company, and it really just propelled me. Like spirit told me, hey, everything that you've spoken about, it's time to put up or shut up. Everything you said you're going to do, you got to do it for yourself now. And I've never turned back. And I'm so grateful because life is so amazing now. I mean, I couldn't have planned it better myself, honestly.
Awesome. And name, what about you?
Yes, sir. So I am a healer, astrologer. I do nutritional microscopy. I'm a biohacker. I've been an athlete my whole life. I'm also a competitive bodybuilder. And so I'm a bit of an anomaly, but whatever I do it with passion and gusto. And, Kirsten has been a very good friend of mine for a long time. So I'm excited to get into this topic, man. Let's go.
Awesome. Well, let's see. Where do we begin with this, Kirsten? Because when you called me, you said you basically had a vision, and you've been speaking with other people who've kind of came to the same conclusion that something's going on. So what do you think is going on?
Well, first, I want to preface this that my guides, before I even get into it, my guide said, it's important I don't spread fear, and nobody drop into that vibration. Okay. So this is spreading awareness about something. And I want each of you to ask your guides, don't listen to me. Don't listen to name, don't listen to Chris, ask your guides for yourself. If this is true, if this resonates with you, I think you'll get an interesting answer. Okay. So then I'll get into it. So 2 weeks prior to to November 2021, the 2021, sorry. I had a premonition followed by a very intense series of dreams that kind of depicted an apocalyptic type situations where there's two distinct elements that really stuck out to me. A fire breaking out, and the second one is which we survived, but then this flood that was going to be sometime after that. And I saw my daughter and I literally floating down, being washed away kind of out to sea. And I don't remember my dreams all that often. So the first one was a little bit hairy. And this dream was really so vivid and so profound that I couldn't quite shake it. And during a series of short videos that I did on my YouTube channel with another psychic, Carrie Marcel, I actually mentioned this. And when I posed this question to my friends, and they kind of just said, oh, there's always fires, in California. And lo and behold, 2 weeks later, I was driving my daughter to daycare and I had this feeling of like impending doom. And not like 2 minutes later, I turned the corner and we spotted the smoke. And there was a vegetation fire that was known as the Silverado fire. And it was exactly, and I don't know if this has a meaning or not, but it was 2 weeks after I had had the first dream, right? So the Silverado fire actually happened in Irvine. We had to be evacuated. It was quite scary because I'm not from California. I hadn't been through that before. Right. And then I just had this dream, you know, so I was like, okay. So, it burned about 12,466 acres. So it was a pretty serious fire. I mean, even though fires happened in California, this was a pretty big one. And I thought it was odd, but even stranger is when I had the exact same dream again. Now, as I mentioned, I don't normally remember my dreams, but much less have the same dream again, the exact same dream. So after that, November 21st, fire broke out, another one in Riverside. And this was, again, not exactly 2 weeks later, but the two was involved. So the smoke was very thick and it was noticeable in Orange County, but it wasn't as close. So this wasn't as much, this wasn't as terrifying to me, but I was still like, this is really bizarre. And I kind of started Googling to see if anybody else had gotten any of these, you know, kind of dreams. And a gentleman reached out to me on Twitter and he asked me to describe it to him. He was doing kind of a thesis paper on dreams and their meanings. And when I told him exactly what mine contained, he wanted to call me immediately. And he said, there's three other very famous psychics who have said that have predicted the exact same thing. And, you know, and then it's happened. One was actually in Australia before the Australia fires broke out too. So this is, you know, I don't know, something I guess a lot of people were getting in different areas, but the dream stopped for a bit. And then about 3 weeks ago, I had the very same dream two nights in a row. And the elements were the same, but there was this one additional element that I could clearly recall. My guide Anu saying, pay attention, when the next fire breaks out 4 months after that, there will be a flood. So when the next fire breaks out near you is actually what he said. He didn't use the word flood, but instead showed me this like immense tidal wave kind of thing coming over like a city. Okay. And after the second night, I was so plagued by it. Like, and I told my boyfriend, you know, I felt like this was a message. And you know, my boyfriend is intuitive, but he's really kind of coming into his spiritual gifts. So he was just like, well, I don't know. You know, he's from California. So it was really kind of hard for him to buy into it. But at first I didn't know if it was a literal cataclysmic event or just a timeline or a potential, right? But my gifts, I've always been a very accurate psychic, but my gifts as of late have been scarily accurate. So this is why I really got like, I got like a weird feeling in my stomach about this. And like I said, this isn't something regular that happens where I have these repetitive dreams or even remember them. So you understand why having this dream four times now in the past year and a half. So, you know, it was scary to me. So my boyfriend called me 6 days ago and told me to go on the roof and said, there's a fire in Trabuco Canyon. And so he had remembered that I had said to him, when the next fire breaks out near us. And I went up there and I got a picture of it and I was like, oh my goodness. All right. And the first thing that I kept recalling in my mind was Anu saying 4 months from the next fire near you. And that would put us at about June, July timeline. But the first thing I did was call, you know, my good friend name, his amazing astrologer. And I asked him what the astrology about it says. And he'll get into that in a minute because there's the astrology backs it up pretty scarily. But I also went to sit down in meditation. And I went into meditation for about 2 hours. And it was interesting. It was it was odd. Like, it took about 30 minutes for me to even connect because I was pretty upset. And, you know, as you guys probably know, when you're upset, you can't really go direct and, you know, directly into speaking with your angels and your guides. It's tougher. So it took me about 30 minutes to connect. But as soon as I dropped into that frequency, I could almost hear their words. And when I say they, I mean Anu, my guide, and the angels with him, which was Archangel Metatron and another one of my angel guides. And it was a telepathic message, but those of you who are clairsentient know when you have like a crystal clear connection, it feels like they're saying the words. It really does. It's like very profound. And so I asked them, the first thing I asked is what I've been seeing correct? Is this going to happen? And I got a yes. And that's what I, for the answer I first got right away. And when I asked why, the answer that they gave me was a cesspool. California is a cesspool. Now, okay, we all know what that means, but like when you look it up, it really gave me a visceral picture of it. It was like, it's an underground storage container, a temporary underground storage container of liquid waste and sewage. Okay, like that just resonated with me very, very deeply. And they explained that it was to restore balance, okay? And they explained that there's many ways that it can occur, but that it is going to occur. It is not a timeline type scenario, that there's different ways that it could play out, but the decision has been made and this is to restore balance. And I didn't ask this particularly, but my feeling was it was something around Hollywood and the elite living here and the corruption here. And people have been predicting an earthquake on the California coast in late 2022 for some time. I mean, they're predicting it to be a 8.2, 8.9 magnitude quake. That's supposed to be the worst ever along the Cascadia fault line. And interestingly enough, what I saw was like more like a tsunami, but I can't say for sure if that's what it was because it was a vision, you know. So and people wanted to say, oh, well, tsunamis don't happen here. And I was thinking, oh, okay, there was just a tsunami in Ventura, like, you know, like last month. So, you know, and they really wanted to be clear that this isn't to spread fear. And this is to spread awareness, and that I should make sure each person doesn't just give a knee-jerk reaction response to this, but sits with it and asks their guides. And if they are awake and in touch with their heart, they will get the answer. What they do with it is up to them. And the other thing that they said was, I asked them, I said, does this mean I need to move? And they said, well, only if you want to. And I was like, well, is it dangerous for me? And they said, well, we've given you, they just kind of repeat themselves. We've given you the information. Anybody else who is awake can get this information for themselves. And the ones, if people are too lazy or complacent to do anything about that, that's, you know, that's not on me. But that every person should not drop into fear, but drop into awareness and then get this answer for themselves and then decide. And when you decide, do it with like, oh, this is a new adventure. This is a new chapter of my life that's opening up. So that's what I've really decided to do with it. And the angels also said that I was meant to tell people to ask their guides and to make sure it resonates with them so that nobody's dropping their frequency into fear, because that can cause it to speed up the timeline, and that can also cause panic and people to make irrational choices, decisions, and things of that nature. But they also, it's funny, the angels, when they speak to me, they don't necessarily understand this attachment to this meat suit that we have. You know, they know that we're immortal. So they're like, why don't you get that? You know, like, why are you so care about what's going to happen in this life? Like, you're going to be back, you know, kind of thing. So that was interesting to me. Like, they kept pointing that out. Like, why are you worried about dying, first of all? And I didn't really have an answer because I'm not. But, you know, I have a 5-year-old. So that was really kind of my, that was the only place, I guess, that when I dropped into fear for a moment was with that. And then so many of us trust our intuition until something big like this is delivered to us. And then all of a sudden we don't, you know, and it's people start to doubt themselves. So I've been reflecting on this for the last 2 weeks, and I've asked every single intuitive friend of mine that I trust that is very accurate, and every other person that I really trust with their visions, if they've been able to see this, and the answer I've gotten by every single person is a resounding yes, including my Vedic astrologer, who went into a lot of detail about, he thought it was already going to happen if we had an Indian summer. But he said for sure, it will happen this year. So, and he's a Vedic astrologer to a lot of celebrities. And so he's very, 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 very good. And name knows him as well. I got introduced through him. So, so after sitting with this, I was kind of asking them, well, what should I do? What should I do with this? Should I move? And they were like, well, you were going to move anyway, because I'm starting a business with Naim and some other business partners to do healing centers across the world. And we've been looking at where we're going to start it. And honestly, our intention was never to do it in California. So that started to resonate with me. And then I recalled I did remote viewing training with Ed Dames back in the day. And he had us do this exercise because, as most of you know, he does this whole kill shot thing that he speaks about. And he had us do this exercise where our safe zone is. And I went back and I was looking through everything, trying to pull that up. And my safe zone is actually, for when a cataclysm happens, is Utah. And I've lived there before. I lived in Park City. So that was interesting because I had completely forgotten about that. And so now we're actually hiring a team of remote viewers to kind of help us figure out where our location is going to be. But I was called to come to California. I really was. I know I was here for a reason. I didn't want to move here at all. Like, I had no desire to. But I've met some of the best friends that I have, my soul family, which includes Naim, you guys, like, and my partner, my boyfriend, is just amazing. You know, that none of that would have happened had I not moved here, and my business is thriving. And you know, so I was kind of like, well, why is this happening now? Like, everything is so good. And the answer I just kept getting was balance. This is a balance thing. And this has already kind of been determined. And that at one point they said, it looked like humanity was in trouble. Like, we might have not all made it past this cataclysmic event, but now it's sort of shifted to just being the focal point being like California, the West Coast area. And the takeaway from this is, none of these messages you get are by chance, and we have to trust them if we are worth our salt in what we do as intuitives, right? If I can't be willing to speak out about something like this when I know very strongly that it resonated with me and every other vision I've got's been almost, if not 100% accurate. Timelines are not, like, I'm not particularly fond of doing timeline readings because I'm always off by 2 months or so, but that's really only the problem where I have accuracy issues. So maybe I'm off on this, but you know, this is going to happen. This is one of those things that has already, you know, it's already been determined. And you know, there's other places you can look for this, because I went on a, you know, on the hunt to see, like, Nostradamus talks about this actually happening in 2022, and he says that it's going to be about food shortages, and two prophecies speak about, for 40 years, the rainbow will not be seen and floods will propel the earth, distinctly followed by peace, which I got that message too. That was the beautiful takeaway. It's like, I don't think the 40 years thing is necessarily as relevant because we've sped things up for ourselves since Nostradamus was around. So I do think there will be a bit of chaos and things will be uncomfortable, but followed by this beautiful, like, just beautiful existence where, you know, I don't want to say we're going to get rid of duality completely, but it's going to be a lot easier to live here and it's going to be a lot more of a pleasant place to be than it has been the last couple of years. Right. And yeah.
Well, I can, that's something I can look forward to for sure.
Yeah.
And there's a lot you said that I kind of want to dissect and get through as much as possible. And one of the things I just want to mention before we get to your insights, Naeem, is the awakening migration that's going on. And I did it too. I was living on the coast in Louisiana in a place I absolutely hated, and something intuitively just ripped me out of there and put me in the Colorado mountains. My girlfriend has a store in Ventura, California. Not anymore. She just got rid of it. She's moving to an online store. She just got back.
Coincidentally,
a lot of people are kind of going to where it seems like they need to be right now. The awakened ones are moving out of these city areas that are like the danger zones, and the kind of sleepers are going right to those areas and flocking to them. So it's very interesting what's happening on that aspect. But Naeem, let's get to you. How did what are your insights into this? How did you start looking into it?
All right. So my approach is from a more energetic perspective. Okay. So there is a major things happening this year. Of course, we can see it in the world, but really what's important to understand is what's going on within ourselves, in our hearts, and our consciousness. So on at the end of July, July 29th, all the way up to August 1st. Okay. We're going to have Uranus conjunct the North Node. Now, what's interesting, well, there's many things that are interesting about that, but, Donald Trump has that aspect in his chart. Okay. So I think something big is going to happen. I think he's going to make some kind of big move this summer in July time. But also, we have Mars conjunct Uranus with the North Node too, and Mars is known as the god of war. Of course, you guys know that I'm, you know, speaking astrology right now. And really, for any of you that don't know, like, astrology is the blueprint of our soul, right? Our natal chart is a guide to help us understand, kind of like when you buy a car, a brand new car, you know, you get like the manual. Well, the astrology is the manual for our soul, right? To see what we're going to be going through in this lifetime. And it speaks in energy. So what we have going on from now until the beginning of August is going to be a massive, massive amount of awakening between April 8th and 12th, right? That's the first big aspect. That's when Jupiter conjunct Neptune at 22 degrees of Pisces. Now, Pisces is emotion. It's like it's the ocean of emotion. It's the limitlessness of our consciousness. It represents the we are one. But the shadow side of Pisces is also disconnection and addiction and being afraid to feel what you want to feel. So this is where every human being in the world really is going to have a choice, because the awareness is going to come, right? At that time, there in the beginning of April, which is not too far away, there is going to be a mass awakening.
Neptune rules the water, right? The ocean as well.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so Neptune is essentially Poseidon, right? And Pisces, is represents the ocean, the water. So statistics, the ocean represents our emotions, emotion. So there's going to be a lot of emotions floating around, and a lot of people that are compartmentalized or have really trained themselves or conditioned themselves into this system are going to, it may be a difficult time for them to be able to re or decondition themselves from this matrix that's been around for thousands of years. Now, also, on the day, so we have that one major aspect coming up, April 8th to 12th, right? That one's going to be huge. Once that happens, we're going to start to see a lot of activity, action, because the sun now is in Aries, right? Aries is the first cardinal sign of the zodiac, It means go. So when the sun goes into Aries, a lot of people are going to start really focusing on their health. Now, that's already a huge, you know, focus for a lot of people with everything going on. And of course, they're trying to distract us from it with all the, you know, mainstream stuff. But deep down, everybody is like worried about their health or thinking about their health or wanting to see how they can, you know, optimize their health. And so this is, it's so interesting how things are just coming together, lining up. And so from April to the end of July, beginning of August, that's going to be the time where things are going to come into people's lives to give you options, right? So if you are aware, if you are, when this hits you, you can choose to believe it or not. Because look, the fact is that we are awakening so fast and becoming, you know, into this higher consciousness so quickly that some people might go a little loopy, you know, like almost like schizophrenics. Because they're waking up so fast, so like they don't understand what's going on. Nobody understands proprioception or like synesthesia or these different aspects of, you know, what with gifts that people like us have. Everybody has them. They've just been dormant. So essentially, Source is waking up all the dormant gifts that lie within us, in our soul. And once that wakes up, everybody's going to have their own unique, you know, I mean, imagine for a moment, you're going through your day, like in the Matrix, right? You're doing a job, you're making good money, everything's good. And then suddenly a whole lifetime, even multiple lifetimes worth of stuff just starts to come out. You start having seizures and you start like, you know, your vision changes, all your senses start feeling different. It's very jarring. So that's why this healing work is so incredibly important. And that is exactly why, you know, I've been working with plant medicine now for about 10 years, and this work is going to become the new medical industry, or even the health and wellness industry, right? Because this is really how it's done. The whole matrix style of organization is collapsing, and it is time for us. I mean, I truly believe that this was written in the stars to happen, where people like us that are, I have an open heart and actually want to help and heal people are going to actually become the dominant force in creating a new structure of a whole new matrix of peace and love and light. Now we have to, now, you know, there are many, many timelines that can be happening right now. And there are a lot of forces outside of just this dimension that are working to make things happen, because everything has, you know, like a cause and effect, right? So we have to be careful not to, like Kirsten was saying, bring fear into it. We have to just love and trust in our heart that we're here for a reason and a purpose. And when that awakening happens to all of you guys out there, it's going to be jarring, and we're here to help. Okay. Absolutely. So, you know, I believe that the divine has a plan for all of us. And then we have to choose. Are we going to go into love or fear? That's really what it comes down to. This is a spiritual warfare. And Uranus, the energy of Uranus is, I mean, Aquarians are actually going to have like a sort of automatically a easier time because they're used to this kind of energy. But people that aren't really familiar with the Uranian kind of energy, it can make you feel crazy. It's like a bipolar energy. It's lightning and thunder. It's the unexpected coming out of nowhere. And with Mars there on the North Node, the North Node is our destiny. Now this is tropical astrology. But Mars and Uranus together within us, this is like, we need to make a change. I need to live my purpose. I need to do what God intended for me to do here on Earth. Let's go get it. And this decision, this desire, this passion to step into what you're meant to do is going to be screaming at you so incredibly loud, you're not going to be able to ignore it. Now, you can lie to yourself, like a lot of us do, right? Like, oh, I can't do that, or how am I going to afford this, or how am I going to connect with that person, or whatever. You have to believe that you can do it, really. Like, the last nodal axis was a mutable one in Sagittarius and Gemini that ended in January, right? That was where we were able to change our minds. Now we're in a fixed energy where the nodes are at, Scorpio and Taurus. So this is like, all right, now the line is set. Now your belief systems are set. So make sure, like, being in the present moment is so incredibly important because that is where all the answers are, right? So coming into the present moment, coming into alignment, and it's happening right now, whether we like to, you know, agree with it or disagree with it or believe it or not, it's going on anyways. And everyone is having, you know, their own unique journey with that. So after that aspect, that's sort of, if we had like a seesaw, right? That's when the seesaw tips to the other side. And that's when the light really starts winning. Okay. This is definitely a war between light and dark, and we can see it everywhere. I can feel it now in people, like when people are trying to be shady or something. Whatever you're denying within yourself, like maybe you're doing something that you know is not good for you, or you're thinking or feeling something that you know is just not for your highest and best good, or for the highest and best good of the people around you. Like forgiveness, love, compassion, all these things are so important because these are mirror reflections of what's going on in the world. And if we're not able to do it within ourselves, then we're not able to do it for anybody else. So this is really all about the internal work of letting things go, allowing the past to be the past. This is clearing karmic ties for millions of lifetimes. And I know I've been hearing a lot of stuff lately popping up about the 144,000. You know, I believe that I'm a part of that 144,000, as well as both of you, I'm sure. So we are the ones that are going to create this new world, and we have to believe that we can do it in order to be able to make it happen. And it's going to happen. And we, as long as we trust and surrender and move in the direction of our heart, everything's going to be fine. So just stay focused on that. And this change, you know, like, it's like whether you're leaving a career to go to a new career, or whether you need to end a marriage that's been 20 years in the making and go to a new marriage, but, you know, because you've been lying to yourself, like whatever, we all have lied to ourselves in some way, shape or form, or we've reasoned it into being like, well, I have to do this for the sake of the kids, or for the sake of the money, or whatever compromise you've had to make, most likely has not been in your highest and best good. So because new levels of highest and best good are being activated, we all have an ability to rise above that and move into it. So trust, faith, surrender, love, that's how we make this work.
I want to throw in this quote really quick that just I just heard in my head. It's like Eckhart Tolle said, what the masses see as the end of the world, the masters see as the emergence of the butterfly. And I love how he talked about the energy, like this not just being a physical thing that's going to happen, but this also bringing up things within you. So I love that quote just like is resonating in my head so loud, because funny, like coincidentally enough, like the company we're starting is the Butterfly. It's going to be the Butterfly Factory. But literally that's, you know, what some see as the masses see as the end of the world, the masters are seeing as the emergence of the butterfly.
Right on. Mm-hmm. And there's so much you said that I completely resonated with, and it's like it feels just like ultimate truth to me. And I wanna add my insights to what both of you were talking about. First, starting with, you know, possible catastrophic situation in California. Now with my intuitive abilities and gifts, it's enhanced with psilocybin, and I have been doing this after I had my first contact experience, which was not through psilocybin, it was through meditation. I got in contact with some of my guides and celestial entities, and, you know, worked through a lot of stuff, but also was given a lot of information about how I can proceed with exploring these intuitive abilities. And one of those ways was with psilocybin. So I started using it in a spiritual process, and not like I used to as a teenager in a stupid party process. But so this process had been going on for actually almost a year and a half now, and with each experience, you know, it was mainly a very introspective experience. It was mainly to learn about myself and things I needed to do. Very rarely I would be shown about some external things going on in the world. Of course, I was shown with the whole COVID situation a lot that we were about to enter a very turmoil-filled time, and this was right when 2020 hit, right when I had my first experience. But each of my my psilocybin vision quests have had different ending outcomes, and like I was telling Kirsten earlier, that I believe that I've had my culmination experience where I've, you know, I think I've gotten all the information I need from these experiences, and it was quite incredible. But when it comes to what we're talking about tonight, after you gave me the phone call, I was about to go on a vision quest, and I proceeded to take my mushrooms, and I was actually having a beautiful experience, and I wasn't even thinking about what we spoke about for the longest time until I decided to take my dogs for a walk. You know, they let me know they had to go, so we're going for a walk, and it was still a beautiful experience. And I just moved to this new area of Colorado. I was living near Denver. Now I'm a little further north in a more rural area, and I don't know where anything is. This is a brand new neighborhood for me, and I'm just walking the dogs through randomly. I have a general sense of direction where I know how I can get home, but I don't know the neighborhood at all. And it pops in my head that I talked to Kirsten earlier about this very topic, and I'm like, well, you know, I'm here, I'm in it, let's ask this question. And I'm walking, I ask the question in my mind, and I'm taking a right-hand turn at the same time that I'm asking my guides about California. Is there anything that we should be looking at, anything in the near future that could be concerning? And as soon as I turn the corner, I hit a dead-end street, and it was a really, you know, profound dead-end street. But as I hit the dead end, I felt like I was drowning. I got the sensation of water filling up in my lungs, and it was awful. I had to turn back around and go the other way, and my guides proceeded to give me this intuitive confirmation that there is indeed something going on, possibly in California, within, I don't know, any time frame. I didn't get that information, but, you know, it could be sooner, could be later. But definitely, I believe intuitively that this is true. There is something going to happen. And the reason that I wholeheartedly believe this is true, because all of my experiences have been truth. I've never been lied to through any of my psychedelic experiences. It's all been ultimate truth, in fact. You know, more truth than I could have ever imagined, and it just unfolds and folds as my life unfolds. But I've learned that these experiences don't lie to you, they don't lie to me, and therefore my benefit, and I've never been deceived by the information that my guides have given me under the influence of these experiences. Now, I did have an attack from an entity yesterday during my final culmination experience, but it was banished, and it's all good. So that is what I've got from it, that there is definitely something going on. And like Kirsten said, you know, you have to examine this for yourself, put it through your own truth filter, ask your guides, and see what intuitively they say about it. Because for my truth, I believe it. I think that there is something to be looking at on the West Coast that could be possible catastrophic in nature.
The other thing I wanted to add that was interesting, because I work 2 days a week. I work at the Center for Conscious Living in Laguna Hills. And there's a gentleman that I work up there with who's very intuitive, but very grounded, right? Like, he doesn't go down these rabbit holes and stuff. And I felt compelled to tell him about this. And I was like, yeah. So I just started to explain it to him. And he got kind of white. And I was like, what's wrong? And he said, well, my wife works for the Department of Water. And we've been actually worried about something like this, but on a different level. He was like, do you think maybe, because the levees underground, the fresh water and the salt water, there's like a little, you know, thing between it, and they're breaking, they're old, they haven't fixed them, and they don't know how to, and there's a lot of corruption in the water department. And literally, if that happens, California will have no water, because all of the salt water will contaminate the fresh water. And all of the agriculture, 70% of the agriculture in the entire United States comes from California. So this was like, he saw it from a different angle, but he was like, we've been expecting this, to happen anytime soon. And so he was just like, this resonates with me very much. And I thought that was, that was interesting as well, because he said there's so much corruption in all of the different governmental agencies, and they're just literally like, they don't care. And we've been damaging the earth. You know, we just treat it like crap. And this is supposed to be our home, you know? So there are repercussions for that. And even the indigenous people can tell you this, that we have to kind of repay for some of the things that we've done. And that doesn't mean we have to repay for it with our lives, but, you know, we've got to make amends for some of those things. And hopefully this will be that part that will allow people to do that and appreciate what they have afterwards.
Right. Very well said. Name anything else to add to anything about California or anything else that we might want to look towards in the future astrologically wise?
The one recommendation that I would make for people is to prioritize self-care. Prioritize yourself first. Stop giving your power away. Like this whole, the fundamental point of this energy coming into alignment is to weed out what's not serving you, and whether you know it or not. Okay. So follow your heart, stay true to yourself, trust in source, and everything's going to be great. And brother, thank you so very much for having me on your podcast. I'm humbled and greatly appreciated.
Just one last thing I want to say too, on that note, absolutely. Don't trust me on this. Take this for what it's worth and ask yourself, ask your guides, what does this mean for me? And like Name said, self-care, that is doing self-care, taking time for yourself and stopping and meditating on these things. Because guess what? Even if you don't think you're intuitive, you are, and you will get an answer. So yeah, yep. And do what makes sense for you. And if you do feel like you have to move and this is something, then look at it as an adventure. Don't look at it as something negative. Look at it as embarking on a new part of your life, a new story, a new experience.
Mm-hmm. And I want to get your closing remarks on this. For me, I believe that no matter what, the light is going to conquer the darkness, that we are going to come out ahead of everything that's going on right now, and we will emerge from this crumbling system as something new and beautiful, but we may have to go through some growing pains to get there. And I know that there's a lot of people that I speak to that are completely black-pilled and, you know, not really spiritual, that believe that we're headed for dark times and that's it, and, you know, end of the world and gloom and doom. But I think those people haven't had the correct experiences and hit their stride in their journey yet to where they can realize that there is hope. And I can't help but think that there will be, and I want to get each of your thoughts on the future, and you know, if you think that we are indeed headed to a new, better age.
Well, look at what's happening with the media. It's becoming so obvious to everybody that we're being lied to, and it's not just like a maybe thing anymore. Like everybody sees it. Like with the whole Putin-Ukraine situation, I mean, all of a sudden COVID just disappeared. Like he should have won the Nobel Peace Prize for getting rid of COVID, for curing it. And all the while, this is like this distraction, like, hey, pay attention here. And we're bombing Somalia. Like, what? And everybody's seeing it. So yes, things are being so fleshed out. And that's a beautiful thing when everybody's realizing we're lied to and they don't stop watching the news because they know that it's just all propaganda. So mm-hmm. I know we're heading for great times. I feel it in every inch of my body. When we do ceremony, when I'm meditating, I feel like this is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, don't forget that the United States now is in its Pluto return, all right, which is very significant. With all the different things going on in the different countries around the world, nobody else having a Pluto return. So this basically means that us as Americans, as people that live in the United States, are having awareness of our identity of a citizen of this country. Okay. So that in of itself, people are rising up. And, you know, I mean, this has been written for thousands of years. It's been manipulated and twisted, you know, and whatnot from the cabal or, you know, deep state, whatever you want to call them. But this is where the meek, and by meek, meek means humble, right? The meek shall inherit the earth. So the people that have love in their hearts and that cherish things, are going to know what to do. We're getting signals, we're getting signs. So, you know, just tap into your heart and you're going to be fine. Everything's going to be great, but there is a lot of change. So you have to let go of the past. You have to let it go. And whatever is meant for you, there is a new, different future for every single one of you out there. It just depends if you have the courage and the willpower and the heart strength, you know, in your heart in order to be able to take action and move through it. So I pray that each and every one of you will have the, you know, the energy to make that happen. And we're also always, you know, we're here to help. That's what we do.
Yeah, absolutely. I second that. If you are, you know, if you feel like it's too much for you to handle, reach out to one of us. We are here to serve. And that's what we've made this decision, because we mean it and we really do want to help. So, yeah, don't be afraid to reach out.
Definitely. On that note, let the audience know, each of you, how they can reach you, about your shows, the work that you're doing, social media, all that good stuff. We'll start with Chris.
Sure. So you can reach me at www.psychicbabes.com. My Instagram is at The Real Psychic Babes, and Facebook is the same. So in any of those places, you can book readings there, or if you just want to give me a call, you can go onto my website, then it's there as well. That's my phone number. So.
All right. And my website is spiritualbodybuilder.com. You can go on to my Instagram, it's at spiritual_bodybuilder. I live in LA, so just message me or go to my website. Let's connect and make it happen. I also do a weekly integration Zoom call for people that are, you know, want to be kept on track and held accountable. So I can share that with anybody as well. Anybody who's interested in, you know, being held accountable and just keeping up to date with all the energy, you know, let's connect. And, you know, we need to build a new ecosystem, a new world, community.
Mm-hmm. Right? I feel that too. We're going back to like the tribal community societies where we're all linked together. And I think that's going to be more apparent. So, you know, like everybody's just got to bind together and really help one another out now.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Guys, that was excellent. We're definitely going to have to get together and revisit everything in a later date and see how things go.
Yeah, right. That's it.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Thanks so much for having us on, Chris.
Definitely. Thank you both. Until next time, everyone, have an excellent evening. We'll be speaking again for Forbidden Knowledge News Con tomorrow.